Hi, I've come round to have a chat with Clark Willis. I'm seated in a large room on the Norfolk Showground in the McGregor Building. And I'm going to ask Clark to tell us something about what's happening this year in the Norfolk Show.
Lorna, really good for you to come across. And as you've driven into the showground, you can see that it's a big space when there isn't anything else here. The grass is mown to perfection, and we're starting to put out the signage for this year's Norfolk Show, which is held at the end of June. So a very good opportune time to tell you what is going to be happening this year.
We were wondering what sort of things might be on the showground. I gather you're going to have quite a lot of cattle.
Yes, we've got record entries of cattle and sheep at this year's show. And the other big livestock area that has grown is actually show jumping and showing of horses. We've got something like 20 of the series for the Horse of the Year show this year, which we're really pleased to be doing. So there'll be plenty of animals to see across in our cattle shedding and the sheep. The other thing that we love is actually our rare breeds. So we've got a whole area with rare breeds. And those who keep rare breeds out in the countryside just love bringing them and showing them to visitors.
Well, I think that sounds absolutely interesting. I loved them when I was bringing my son when he was young. So,
yeah, and this year, because of the problems we've had with bird flu in the county, we've not been able to have some of the exhibits of poultry. But the good news for this year is that we actually have got poultry back. So that's an area that, again, people like to go and see. Mm-hmm. And that's situated on the south of the showground, near to our big arena building, which, of course, is where the food stalls are kept.
Oh, yes. I know what I like. I like to go to the and look at the plants and the flowers.
Yes, so this year, as we did last year, we've moved the flower area. It used to be by the Norwich Gate. Mm-hmm. And we redesigned it. If you remember, we had a stage a few years ago.
Yes.
With cookery demonstrations and singers. So you and I are both in a choir, and
yes,
we sang. We've moved it now to the northern part of the area. And what's great this year is that we've got about 15 show gardens from schools. So there's two things that the schools can do. One is that they can take a wheelbarrow, one of our wheelbarrows, with some compost, which we supply, and they then can fill those at school and bring them here. Mm-hmm. Or they can have a garden here. They're 2 metre by 2 metre squares, which we cut out of the turf and, mm-hmm. and put a wooden surround, and they can come and do their own garden. And they're judged.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's... Well, I think I'd like to have done that as a kid.
Yeah, no, it's great to watch them and I guess understand whether they're going to put flowers in or veg. Mm-hmm. And watch the care and attention, because they've grown a lot of the plants themselves for those.
Mm-hmm.
So there's different levels of that. And one of our themes this year is young achievers. And that's really important. Our show president this year is Lady Dannett.
Mm-hmm.
And Lady Dannett does a massive amount for young people. For young carers, for young that are having challenges in their lives, and in fact, in the main ring on the second day, they're being invited to come and basically be rewarded by Lady Dalit in the main ring. So that's going to be something special, and we try to do something like that every year.
Well, I suppose it wouldn't be a Norfolk show without lots of wonderful tractors and other farm vehicles.
Yes, and I think we pride ourselves in it still retaining its agricultural farming feel. We feel that's important. As you know, Norfolk is very much a farming county, although clearly the number of people working on farms now is less because of mechanisation. Mm-hmm. But as the UK's largest two-day show, we need to cater for all visitors. And actually, quite a lot of visitors like going and seeing some of the new large machinery that we've got here on the showground. So that machinery area takes along a large space. This year, we're also very pleased that we are the venue for what's called the Burke Trophy, which is given for innovation in agricultural machinery. Mm-hmm. And it's the Royal Agricultural Society of England's competition, and it moves around the shows. And this year it's at Norfolk Show. So that will bring visitors and new machinery, mm-hmm. innovation, technology here to the showground to be judged mm-hmm. and awarded. And it is actually very prestigious in that machinery world to be awarded the Burke Trophy.
Yes, so we ought to encourage people to come along. I gather it starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. Early start for you.
No, I'm normally on the showground at just after 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
and my final event on the first day finishes at 9:30 at night. So that's the sort of timetable that some of us work to. There's no need for you to come at that time in the morning. but that's to make sure that it's all ready for visitors. And we're ready to go.
Okay. So we're encouraging everyone to come along to the Norfolk Showground, and that's, I'll just check that date.
It's on the Wednesday, Thursday, the 26th and 27th of June.
Thank you.
And everyone knows where the Norfolk Showground is.
Absolutely. And they should be able to catch buses out here as well.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. We do have a challenge with getting 80,000 people in and out of the showground over those 2 days.
Okay. So perhaps look into that. Thanks ever so much, Clark. Okay.